Prayer for Your Prodigal by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Luke 15:24. I write this from a place of once being a prodigal daughter. Raised in the church from a young age, I knew the way I should go, but the world had a firm grip on me. I confused chaos for fun and disobedience for being a confident girl. My heart was emotionally thrown to and fro from choices I made that did nothing but leave me broken. I longed to feel whole, but I couldn't find wholeness. I was blind to needing Jesus. My mom had her morning routine of sitting in the front room on the couch each and every morning in prayer. She'd done this for years, but as the years went on, I know her prayers changed. As I began wandering the world, she became my frontline prayer warrior. She gave at least 1 hour of her prayer time each morning, dedicated specifically for me to know the Lord. As years went on, her days were laced with worry and wonder of how God was going to stop me in my tracks and turn my life around for Him. She wrestled, she invited others to pray, and she never gave up on me coming to know Jesus. Her powerful prayers of fighting for me consisted of this: Lord, I don't know how You'll do it. Please don't let it be too harsh, but let it be enough to get her attention. My mom's prayers and the countless prayers of others who stood alongside her to pray couldn't have imagined in their wildest dreams what God was going to do with me, how He'd get my attention, and then what He'd call me to do in my life. But His grace and their powerful prayers made the most beautiful backdrop to the testimony God has given me. Prayer, trust, and His timing led me to the moment I came to the end of myself and surrendered my life to Him. If you're walking in that season of desperately asking the Lord to bring your child back to Him, don't stop. Keep praying and keep inviting others to come alongside you to cover that precious soul in His Word. There is power in the name of Jesus. And in Jesus, there is the gift of reconciliation, which we see in the beautiful story of the prodigal son. The father not only celebrated that his son came home to his earthly house, but he celebrated that his son was now alive and found eternally. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Luke 15:24. So while you pray and await the day for your child to surrender their life to Christ, continue clinging to this story of hope and praying it over your prodigal. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, for all of those praying for their prodigal child, I ask that You give them peace at this moment. I pray, Lord, that You would bring others alongside them to pray for their child in this season of wandering. God, I ask that You would do something in their child's life to get their attention, not too harsh, but boldly enough that they notice it's You. Lord, help this prodigal to see their deep need for You and the life that You have waiting for them that can only be found in You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.